Speaking of political troubles, politicians are in for a pay rise. I'm sure you've heard this. The Remuneration Authority has decided your bog-standard MP is going to get 2.8%. They will land at $168,000. Prime Minister's salary will go up from $470,000 to $520,000. That's over 3 years. So he won't get the 520 until 2026. Having said that, he's donating the increases anyway. So cue all the angst. Jason Walls, News Talk ZB's political editor, is with us. Jason, very good morning to you.
Morning, mate.
So you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. You either do it yourself or you get an independent authority to do it, and either way you end up in the shtuck, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, MPs and the Prime Minister are always between a rock and a hard place when it comes to their salaries. I mean, especially at a time like this, the optics is just terrible. The government is asking public servants to take quite a haircut in many respects in terms of a lot of public sector job losses. And at the same time, the Remuneration Authority is recommending that they get a pay rise. So it's a tough position for them to be in. They haven't actually received one since 2017 because Jacinda Ardern, at the time that they were last in line for one, decided that they were going to freeze the salaries, given that the cost of living, it wasn't a crisis back then, that the issues that they had back then was too much for MPs to be getting pay rises. So, You know, it seems like at this stage it's going to happen. Chris Luxon, as you said, is going to donate his 10.5 percentage points increase over the next 3 years to charity. But it's up to the rest of MPs what they do with theirs.
You talk about the people losing their jobs, but what we must remember also, in the last couple of years, the number of people who have got pay rises well in excess of inflation has been astonishing, and everyone was happy to accept those and add to the inflation problem, some of which will play out today in terms of the jobless numbers. So it's good for us, apparently, but it's not good for politicians.
Yeah, well, this is the problem. I mean, I personally think that politicians deserve a pay rise. They haven't had one in so long, but it's just, it comes at the same time as this happening. You can already hear the critics from either side of the political aisle. I mean, you've had the Taxpayers Union, obviously, already come out and slam this. It'll be interesting to see what the unions, the PSA and the Council of Trade Unions say in regards to this story as well.
Yeah, having said that, though, you can't win based on the fact that, say, if you look at a prime minister, that's a CEO's role. And what we learnt the other day was CEOs on average in this country earn over $2 million a year. So $520,000 is nothing.
Oh, exactly. I mean, and if you look at what the role of the Prime Minister is in terms of the scrutiny that they get, the media access that they have to be in front of, just the sheer workload. I mean, of course, they're underpaid. $500,000 for somebody that does twice the work of a usual CEO job, I think, is frankly, it's not enough money. And I think that Christopher Luxon, you know, made the right decision to give the excess to charity, but that's because he's a quite well-off man and he can afford to do that.
Well, that's the other problem if you go back in history. Originally, the reason they got paid was people like Larnach left his castle in Dunedin, hopped on his horse and carriage and rode to Wellington because he could afford to, and the only people running the country were the rich. And somebody said, we've got to have a better system, so they did. So they started paying people so you could get a true democracy, hence we've got that. But then here's your next problem, Jason. At $168,000 for your bog-standard backbencher, some are worth twice that, some are worth 5% of that, and you can't get around that either, can you?
No, you can't. And I think you've got to find somewhat of a middle ground. I mean, you can cry until the cows come home about how this is a civic duty and people should just sort of take the pay hit. But I remember talking to a very senior MP about when they came into opposition, and they were telling journalists, listen, this might be a hard pill for you to swallow, but $163,000 is just not a lot of money for somebody that's coming out of the corporate world.
Exactly. Good to talk to you, mate. Go well. Appreciate it. Jason Walls, who's our political editor.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air, or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.